May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another wonderful and inspiring episode on the Silsila Spiritual Cures. Wherever you are in the world, whichever hemisphere, whichever country, whichever city, we hope that you and your family are safe and sound. Don't forget, when you make dua for yourself, for your family, for your community, then remember the ummah as well. Make dua to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu that for the sake of His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that He Azza wa Jal grants relief to the ummah, cure to those who are sick and suffering, forgiveness for those Muslims that have passed on, and protection against the oppressors. Well, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we have some calls, some questions about different types of issues that the Ummah is facing. So stay tuned. Who knows, maybe you are experiencing these problems, or you may know somebody. And so it is handy to have a journal, a diary that you can write down the important Madani pearls of advices, the wada'if and awrad, the litanies and invocations, and use that as a reference book. As they say, ink is the best memory. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, capture knowledge by writing it down. Let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. So let's make some good intentions. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, I am watching, I am listening to the silsila for your pleasure and happiness, for the pleasure of your beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and share with others as well. Insha'Allahul Kareem. Time is fast. Life is short. The past is gone and can't be changed. The future is uncertain. So what matters is the now, is the present. It's not how long you live, it's how you live. This we need to think about. How am I living this short, precious life? Is it in obedience to my Creator, my Sustainer, Allahu Azza wa Jal, and the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or is it in obedience to my nafs and shaitan, the rajim, cursed and dejected and humiliated one? We need to get back to the basics every day. Take out some time and dedicate it to recite the glorious Quran. His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat, Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Ziya'i Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah has advised us that every day start with a minimum of 3 verses of the Quran Sharif. Go over the translation from Kanzul Iman. Go over the commentary from Miftahul Ihsan, that's in English, available from Maktabatul Madina, or you can download it for free from dawoodislami.net. So we have an understanding of what my Creator, my Sustainer, Azza wa Jal, is telling me. What kind of guidance He's giving me. What is He ordering me to do or not to do every day? Make this part of your intention. I must recite Salawat, Durud-e-Pak, Istighfar, make sincere Tawbah on a daily basis. Throughout the day, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Learn a sunnah and apply it. Learn a dua or something of deen for the day. We will request our wonderful team and our director sahab to please go ahead with the first call for today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah mulana. Very inspiring program. My question is, why is a disciplined sleeping schedule important and how can someone practically achieve it? جزاك الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. Sleeping is something we all need to do. It's part of our daily routine. And even that, our beautiful Deen of Islam has taught us ways to practice upon to get an ideal sleep. Because sleep is something which is naturally recurring, a state of mind and body which occurs daily. There is altered consciousness, relatively inhibited sensory activity, inhibition of nearly all voluntary muscles, and of course reduced interaction with our surroundings. Sleep is a very important part of our daily routine, and many people spend about 1/3 of their time doing this. And so a quality sleep, getting enough sleep at the right times, is as essential to survival as food and water. Without proper sleep, a person can't function properly. You cannot form or maintain the pathways in your brain that let you learn and create new memories. It's harder to concentrate. A person who is sleep deprived or who has not received a proper night's sleep is irritable, gets angry quickly, doesn't respond properly. And sleep is so important. A quality sleep we're talking about. It is so important to a number of brain functions, including how your nerve cells, your neurons, communicate with each other. In fact, did you know your brain and body stay remarkably active whilst you sleep? And some recent findings suggest that sleep also plays a housekeeping role that removes toxins in your brain that build up whilst you are awake. Now, I want to share with you some sunan and adab, some Islamic social etiquettes and some sunan as well with regards to sleeping. Because as the question mentioned, that, you know, a sleeping schedule, how do we create a disciplined sleeping schedule? The best is to follow the sunnah, and there's certain adab, certain etiquettes as well. Try to make a note of this, but don't just make a note of it, implement it. Maybe everything you will not be able to implement in the first time. One by one, introduce it into your life, into the lives of your family members, with good intentions. Did you know that sleeping in the beginning of the day and between Maghrib and Isha is disliked, is makruh? Before we go to sleep, we should ensure that, of course, our doors, our gates are closed, are locked. But before closing, before locking, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And then you close Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then you lock. Inshallahul Kareem. This will prevent the entry of jinn into your home. This acts as a shield or barrier. When you get to the bed, and this as well, His Eminence Amir Ahlus Sunnah Tamat Barakatum Al Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, a Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, a great saint and scholar of Islam, who is followed by tens of millions around the world, advises us that before you sleep, go and relieve yourself, make wudu, perform 2 rak'at of Surat al-Tawbah, and then do your muhasabah, your fikri madina, fill out your nek a'mal, your pious deeds. Do a recollection of your whole day. Focus on what wrong have I done today? What sins have I committed today? And for each one, make sincere tawbah. Repent in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And make dua for yourself, your family, protection of iman, for yourself, for your family members, for your children, for your future generations. And general du'as can be made as well. Thereafter, when you get to your bed, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim and dust your bed 3 times. Get onto your bed and start by sleeping on your right side with your right palm under your right cheek facing towards the direction of the Qibla. Start in that manner as it is Sunnah. Now here's the best part. If you do this with the intention of fulfilling a Sunnah, then just for sleeping in that manner you get reward. You get thawab. And yes, there are medical benefits, physical benefits as well. But that's the bonus. That's the extra. Do it to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do it to fulfill a sunnah. And when you go to sleep, remember the grave. As in the grave, we'll be all alone. Nobody's going to be there. Our deeds will be there. Good and bad deeds. As if a person has passed on because they're unconscious of the world around them. Now, it's important to recite certain things. Recite tahleel, tasbih, tahmeed, meaning la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Recite the dua for sleeping. Allahumma, bismika, amutu, wa ahya. What a beautiful dua. And also focus on the translation. O Allah Almighty, I die and I live with your name. Meaning I sleep and I awaken with your name, O Allah Azza wa Jal. Remember this, we need to factor in into our daily routine when it comes to sleeping. There's something else that is very important that we need to understand. The manner in which we leave this world, a person will awaken in the same state that he falls asleep in. On the Day of Judgment, a person will rise in the same condition that he dies in. And boys and girls are 10 years old, they should be made to sleep separately. Even a boy of this age should not sleep with the boys of the same age or men who are older than him. A couple, husband and wife, must not have a child of 10 years old sleep with them on the same bed. And make your intention before sleeping, before you doze off, make your intention that to awaken for tahajjud, because tahajjud is such a brilliant nafil salah. As the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam has beautifully said, the best salah after the fard salah is salah performed in the night. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners, when we are going to sleep, recite Ayatul Kursi one time, Suratul Fatiha once, recite your other awrad that you wish to recite, wadaif awrad. And here's a lovely wazifa. The person who recites the following whilst on your bed, you're about to sleep and you recite the following, then angels will make dua for you, inshallahul kareem. What should we recite? A few times, Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu, Ya Kareemu. When you go to sleep, imagine angels making dua for us. The pure angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This wazifa you can find in a beautiful book that every household should have a copy of. Madani Panj Surah. You'll find so many other wada'if, so many other awrad and invocations in there. So many beautiful du'as. So obtain your copy from Maktabatul Madina, or you can download the soft copy from dawoodislami.net. Ala Hazrat, the great Imam of the Ahlus Sunnah, the great Mujaddid and reviver of the Deen, the scholar of Sharia, the destroyer of Bid'ah, our Imam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi, had given a beautiful piece of advice for protection of Iman. That when you go to sleep, after you finish your du'as and your surahs, the very last thing that one should do is recite Suratul Kafirun. Suratul Kafirun. The whole surah, one time, and then fall off to sleep. If there is a need to engage in conversation or talk to somebody, then once again, recite Suratul Kafirun and sleep away. It must be the very last thing that a person does. By doing this, inshallahul kareem, the person will have protection of their iman. Inshallah, Sujal. Look, we need to create a restful sleeping environment. Block out the light or noises. Make sure you invest in a comfortable bed. It doesn't have to be an expensive bed. So long as you can get a relatively comfortable sleep. Get a comfortable bed. Make sure your environment is cool inside and that we don't indulge in late night snacks, energy drinks, which are overloaded with sugar, with caffeine, as these things can delay our sleep. And subhanAllah Azza wa Jal, if we get that proper sleep, even phones should be away, in particular from children, before they go to sleep, 1 hour before. No phones. If you need to have a piece of paper or a diary and a pen close to you, so that this is one psychological trick, you can say, that if something is in your mind, write it down. If you're worried about something for the next day, you have some plans in your mind, write it down on that piece of paper. You know, like, okay, I've captured it. It's there. So I don't need to stress over it. I don't need to worry about it. I will attend to it tomorrow as I've put my reminder down. Inshallah al-Kareem. And oversleeping, undersleeping, not getting enough sleep is not good for our health. Oversleeping as well is no good. It creates lethargy. It makes one lazy. It creates medical problems, backaches. Think about this for a moment. If a person lived till 60 years old, and if they spent 8 hours a day sleeping, which means 1/3 of the day, if they lived till 60, then 20 years of that 60 years, they would have slept. 20 years of sleeping. What about people who sleep for 10, 12 hours a day? Allahu Akbar. Perform miswak, brush your teeth, and make the intention, when I awaken in the morning, I will awaken for tahajjud salah. I will perform my fajr salah. And when you awaken, first thing that you do is praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhin nushur. And go over the translation. All praise is for Allah azza wa jal, who gave us life after death. And to Him we will return. You do this, first thing you do. Read your dua for awakening. You're thanking Allah Jalla Jalaluhu for giving you life again, that you woke up. How many people, they pass away in their sleep? They go to sleep and that's it. And the next step is the grave. Then start making good intentions for your day ahead. Perform a swak. Make your istinja wudu. Perform your tahajjud salah. And make your bed also. Making your bed has a great psychological effect, that you, in the beginning of your day, that you've done something productive, something constructive, something positive. And that, inshallah al-kareem, will also take you towards positivity throughout your day. Inshallah as-sawajal. Please go ahead with the next call. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you keeping Mulana Sahib Mubarak on such a beautiful program? How does one train themselves to resist temptations and their nafs and choose long-term benefit over short-term pleasure? Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Such an important question, dealing with the nafs, the base self, the ego. The desires, carnal desires. Temptations are right round. Temptations are all around us. And from inside you got the nafs pushing you. Nafs al-ammara. From outside you got shaitan attacking. If we do not learn the tools of protecting ourselves, if we do not get the weapons, the shields to protect ourselves against the attacks of the nafs, and from shaitan, the rejected and cursed one, it will destroy a person. Because the nafs wants short-term pleasure. And we see the entertainment sector, the movies, the music industry, even sports industry as well. These are the marketing agencies of shaitan. He is the CEO. And if not used properly, social media, mobile phones, internet, chat sites, this all contribute to flare up the desires. Why do you think that music, movies, dramas are haram, are prohibited? For different reasons. Because there are invitations in there towards prohibited acts, towards indecency, immorality, immodesty, and infatuation is a huge part of this marketing where impossible expectations are created within people's hearts and minds, which they try to live out, ending in misery by watching movies, listening to music, indulging the nafs. A person ends up doing things that are sinful. And a person ends up becoming addicted to sins. There was recently a story that was published online. How an alcoholic company, which was trying to introduce a new alcoholic drink, and they did this through marketing in a movie, maybe some famous movie, and their sales skyrocketed afterwards. So in those things that is feeding our nafs, because nafsul ammarah is constantly urging us, pushing us towards fulfilling evil desires, towards premarital relationships, which end in a loss of respect, loss of family support, depression, different types of sins, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And look at the divorce rate today. You know, in divorce demography, the divorce rate and trend, the top 10 countries are so-called first world countries because of their decadent, destructive lifestyle. And any Muslim that emulates, that imitates this abnormal culture is eventually going to land up in similar problems. One of the reasons that divorce is common is that a couple, both or either one, will say, I got bored of the relationship. Because they indulged in premarital relationships. They got to know everything about each other for years. And what else is left now? They've already discovered each other's preferences. A mother and father relationship, if it is strong, it will create strong-willed children. We are there. Islam teaches us, save yourself and your family from the fire. We are taught that each of you is a shepherd. Kullukum ra'in. And we're in charge of the flock. The wolves are out there. The criminals are out there. The predators are out there. And they teach everything against Islam. To feed the nafs. To provide it with food. Like immodesty. And have we not heard the blessed hadith? Al-haya'u shu'batun min al-iman. The modesty is a part of iman. So we need to develop our taqwa, our piety, our haya, our modesty. We need to develop our akhlaq, our character. We need to oppose the nafs. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, opposing the nafs entails doing some hard work, knocking the nafs. One of the best ways to curb the desires is to fast regularly. Ramadan fasting is obligatory. Over and above that, Mondays, as that is the day that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born and would fast, Thursdays, Ayyamul Bid, 13th, 14th, 15th of every lunar month, order to empower us to overpower the nafs. We just need to apply it. You know, things like premarital relationships, even extramarital relationships, lead to emotional scarring, emotional baggage. The person becomes spiritually damaged to manipulate. The media largely has taught people how to manipulate the emotions, the feelings of the opposite gender by pleasing, by flattering, by flirting. We must be aware of these things. The nightclubs are the breeding grounds of the devil. You've got alcohol there, you've got drugs there, you've got intermingling of men, women, boys, girls. You've got drugs, immodesty, immorality, music. These are the hot spots of shaitan to break down the barriers of haya, to fulfill the nafsani desires, to create indecency. The Holy Rasul sallallahu alaihi wa sallam has mentioned that songs and lahu, which means sport and entertainments, grows hypocrisy in the heart as water grows vegetation. The great Mujaddid, Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has stated that protect yourself from music because it excites and incites the feelings of lust. It destroys honor. And it is like wine, containing the effectiveness of intoxication. And regarding the nafs, our Imam, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali, has said, the one who trusts his nafs has trusted a great liar. Keep in mind that the Prophet of Mercy, the final Prophet, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, has stated, when a man is alone with a strange woman, shaitan, the devil, must be the third one. So how do I overcome this? What is the road to normal living within the parameters of Sharia? Firstly, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make sincere tawbah. Repent, cry in the court of our Creator, our Sustainer, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seek knowledge from authentic sources. Be in good company. Lower the gaze. Control the gaze. What I watch, what I listen to, what I do, what I speak. This needs to be in check. In fact, you know, ulama ikram have given something so practical that every one of us can do. And it will make us more conscientious and more conscious that before I say anything, before I do anything, before I look at anything or listen to anything, think in your mind, in your heart, certain things that what I'm about to do or say or see or hear, in it is there the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His displeasure? Will it be written down in my book of deeds as a good deed or a bad deed? Will it cause me to be embarrassed on the day of judgment? Will it be for me or against me? And will it take me towards the pathway of paradise or the pathway of the hellfire? Being in good company helps us divert your attentions towards the abundant recital of dhikrullah, durood sharif, recitation of Quran Pak, istighfar. When an evil thought enters the heart and mind, immediately recognize it that this is from shaitan. Turn to your left, spit three times, just the sound, as if you are spitting on the face of shaitan to chase him away, to embarrass him. Recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. So tawbah, learn your deen from authentic sources, surround yourself with pious people, be in good company, be punctual with the salahs. If performed correctly, it will also protect you from fawahish, from different types of immoralities. And dua. Dua is the weapon of a believer. It is the essence of ibadah. Don't stop your dua. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has said that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said, Allah loves such a person who has devoted his youth to obeying the Almighty. And in a hadith Qudsi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that Allahu Azza wa Jal has stated, the young man who believes in the predestination decided by me, remains content with what I have recorded for him, contents himself with the sustenance I have granted, and suppresses desires of his nafs. For my pleasure is like some of my angels in my court. Sayyidina Ka'ab bin Murrah radiallahu anhu has said that the holiest Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, one who grew old in Islam, this old age would be noor for him on the day of judgment. The great scholar, Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, Allah azza wa jalla grant him high stations. He once said something so profound that the youth themselves can create a revolution. He mentioned, if every Muslim boy said that I will only marry a girl who is punctual with their salahs, who follows the sunnah, who is Islamically inclined, and if every Muslim girl made the same intention and said, I'll only marry a Muslim boy that performs his salah, follows the sunnah, who is inclined towards Islam, then the youth themselves will create this madani revolution in the society. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers and listeners, I'm going to share a few wada'if, especially when it comes to overpowering the desires, the nafs. The following must be recited 3 times whilst in wudu with Salat ala Nabi Durud Pak, once before and after. Then blow onto some water and then drink this. Continue this for 40 days. What's to be recited 3 times? بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين الله نور السماوات والأرض لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. Also, whoever regularly recites the following will be freed from the evil desires of the nafs, the lower self. Inshallah al-Kareem. Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Ghaffaru, Ya Ghaffaru. Continuously recite this. Also, if a person is overpowered by the desires, then recite every day as much as you can. Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru, Ya Khabiru. You will get rid of this problem, inshallah ta'ala. Likewise, recite in abundance the pure name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu, Ya Afuwu. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all of his sins out of his bounty. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Let's make an intention to practice upon this, because that is the part of the first stage of overpowering the desires. I think we have time for one more call, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My question for today for the Spiritual Pure Show is, what can a person do or recite to remove any spiritual blockages in their way? Jazakallah khayran.
Ameen wa iyyakum. Spiritual blockages, many people are facing this. The first thing I need to ask is, what have I done to invite blockages in my life, to invite problems in my life? Because many a times we are responsible. Many a times we blame other people. No, because of him, because of her, things are not working out. Every way I turn, there's a blockage. And every person has some type of difficulty that they are facing in life. Some are in debt, some have domestic problems, some are destitute, some are unemployed, some desire children, others are distressed by their children. So deprivations are there, and one reason is because of what our own hands have earned. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Ash-Shura, verse 30, translation from Kanzul Iman, and whatever misfortune befalls you is due to what your own hands have earned. And he pardons much. So that's the question I need to ask. What have I done to create deprivations in my life, to create the blockages in my life. Do I read my salah? Do I read my salah properly? Do I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do I turn to Him in good times and not so good times? Do I have patience when there's problems in my life and when there's no difficulty? Do I show gratitude and shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given me? Do I do these things or not? What about my character? How am I living? In accordance with the Sharia, with the Sunnah? Or have I adopted other lifestyles out there? There are many, many causes of deprivation. I'm going to draw your attention to a beautiful booklet that subhanAllah Azza wa Jal is something that we need to really read over and study, because it contains so many important madani pearls. It contains many causes of blockages in our lives, causes of deprivation and solutions as well. And that booklet is called Causes of Deprivation and Its Solution. You can find this from Maktabatul Madina or the website of Dawud Islami, dawudislami.net. Read over those reasons and you'll be able to identify, what am I doing to invite blockages and obstacles in my life? And then work on removing each one with good intentions. Inshallah al-Kareem, you will see better days and positive results. Allah Azza wa Jal grant sukoon and tranquility. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.